First down pass for Wyatt Cullen. Left side, the kind of deep out pattern throw you needed a big arm to make. The throw that all the scouts wanted to see and had been seeing from Wyatt since he became Granger's starter as a freshman. This one was to Wyatt's favorite receiver, Calvin Morton, a sophomore with big speed and big hands, tall as a tight end at 6'5", but skinny as a fence post. Gain of 20 to Calvin right out of the rodeo chute, as Wyatt's dad liked to say. Ball on the 40, just like that. Room for Wyatt to maneuver now, room to breathe. Clock stopped when Calvin went out of bounds, minute 50 remaining. All day long. Everybody standing in Boone Stadium. All those familiar faces on the Granger side, Dad and Mom pretty much in the same spot they had for home games at Granger High, 50-yard line, maybe 10 rows up. All the other Friday nights and Saturday afternoons had built up to this one. Cheerleaders on the field in the big area between the wall of the stands and the Cowboys bench, not doing much cheering right now, almost as if they were frozen in place. All those pretty girls watching along with everybody else to see how this big game would come out. Wyatt went right back to Calvin on the next play. Fort Carson's pass rush made Wyatt work this time, flushing him out of the pocket. Same kind of pressure they'd been putting on him all day. But Wyatt bought himself just enough time, scrambling to his right. Wyatt was as accurate on the run with that arm as if he had all day in the pocket and hit Calvin in stride at midfield. Clock still running. Wyatt hurried everybody up to the new line of scrimmage, going with the second play he had called in the huddle, a right sideline route to the tight end, Roy Gilley. Another strike. Roy shoved out of bounds by their strong safety. Next play, Wyatt Cullen, number 10, surrounded this time. Huge pressure now. One of the defensive linemen with a handful of blue jersey trying to fight off a blocker and pull Wyatt down with his free hand. The action actually seemed to stop for a moment, everybody saying afterward that they were sure Wyatt was getting sacked. Guys on both teams saying they kept waiting for the ref to blow the whistle. But he didn't, because Wyatt wasn't about to go down.